马基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第四节。
We read verse 4.
你们就知道我传这诫命给你们，使我与立位所立的约可以长存。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you, that my covenant may continue with Levi, says the Lord of hosts.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我曾与他立生命和平安的约。我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。
My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave them to him as an object of reverence, so he revered me and stood in awe in my name.
真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人回头离开罪孽。
True instruction was in his mouth, and unrighteousness was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness, and he turned many back from iniquity.
祭司的嘴里常存知识，人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
For the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge, and men should seek instruction from his mouth.For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
第三章第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
他来的日子，谁能当当得起呢？他显现的时候，谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire,And like foolish soap.
他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们，像金银一样，他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。
And he will sit as a smelter and purify of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, so that they may present to the Lord offerings in righteousness.
那是犹大。和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳，仿佛古时之日上古之年。
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years.
我们特别注意到第二章那里讲到神和利未人立的约。
We especially pay attention to in chapter 2.Where God has made a covenant with the Levites.
那里说到利未人。
There it speaks of the Levites.
第三章说到将来的弥赛亚要坐下如炼净银子的，比洁净利未人。
And chapter 3 talks about the Messiah to come. The Messiah that is to come will sit as a purifier.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
I think we will stop reading for now.
我想到现在我们大家都知道马拉基一共有七段的话。
By now, we all know that Malachi has seven sections of words of God.
就好像圣经中这个灯金灯台的七根枝子一样。
It is like the seven branches of the golden lampstand.
第一根跟第七根是一样高的。
And the first branch and the seventh branch are the same height.
第二跟倒数第二也是一样高。
And the second branch is equal height with the second to the last branch.
第三跟倒数第三也是一样高的。
And the third branch is equal in length as the third to the last.
然后是当中的一根。
And then you have a middle branch.
我们说这种的对称是中央的对称，或者说镜子的对称。
We call these a central symmetrical or a symmetrical mirror.
我们懂，我们如果读启示录二章三章。
If we read Revelation chapter 2 and 3,
我们的主对教会对七个教会说了七段的话。
Our Lord has spoke seven messages to the seven churches.
你看那七段的话也是像灯台的七根枝子一样。
And these seven messages are also like the golden lampstand.
那昨天我们已经看到第二根跟第六根。
Yesterday, we have already discussed the second one and the sixth one.
就是说第二个跟倒数第二个。
Which is the second one and the second to the last.
所以今天早晨我们要再进一步来看第三和倒数第三。
This morning, we go a step further to look at the third section of words and the third to the last.
那第三段的话是从第二章第一节一直到第九节。
The third section of words begins with chapter 2, verse 1.Ends at verse 9.
那第五段第五段的话应该是从第二章十七节一直到第三章第五节。
The fifth section begins from chapter 2, verse 17, ends at chapter 3, verse 5.
第二章开始说众祭司啊。
In the beginning of chapter 2, it says, All priests.
这诫命是传给你们。
This commandment is for you.
我们知道神有话是传给众祭司的。
We know that God has special words, special commandments to the priests.
结果众祭司就失败了。
And yet the priests have all failed.
因为第八节说，你们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。你们废弃我与立位所立的约，这是万军之耶和华说的。
Because in verse 8 it says, But as for you, you have turned aside from the way, you have caused many to stumble by the instruction, you have corrupted the covenant of Levi.
Says the Lord of hosts.
So I also have made you despised and abased before all the people, just as you are not keeping my ways.But are showing partiality in this instruction.
那这就是马拉基那个时候的情形。
And this is the condition during the time of Malachi.
在主第一次降生以前，以色列人中间的光景就是这样。
Prior to the first coming of the Lord, this is the condition of the Israelites.
你看见整个的祭司已经荒凉了。
You see that all the priests are in desolation.
那这个时候神要怎么做呢？
And what should the Lord do at this moment?
所以这个时候你看见利未人就抬头了。
And you see, this is the time that the Levites stood up.
那为什么这里说利未人、利未人、利未人？
And why did it continue to mention about the Levites and the Levites?
其实我们都知道说这个亚伦一家祭司乃是亚伦一家可以说是利未支派里面的一环。
We know that the priests came from the household of Aaron, which is a part of the tribe of Levi.
但是为什么神说我和利未人立约？
But why did God say that I have made covenant with the Levites?
你们为什么失败呢？因为你废弃我和利未人所立的约。
Why have you failed? Because you have despised my covenant with the Levites.
然后到第三章讲到弥赛亚来的时候，他要接近利未人。
And chapter 3 talks about when the Messiah comes, he will purify the Levites.
利未人如果得着接近，
If the sons of Levites are purified,
那这个时候呢，他们就能凭着公义献供物给耶和华。
Now they may offer to God in righteousness.
那么那时候犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳。
Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord.
所以为什么这里说到利未人呢？
So why is it here talks about the sons of Levi?
大家都还记得这个以色列人的故事。
Everyone still remembers the stories of the Israelites.
你记不记得神把以色列人带到西乃山下和他们立约？
Do you remember that God has led the Israelites to the foothill of Mount Sinai and made a covenant with them?
神的愿望就是整个的以色列国度是个祭司的国度。
God's desire is to make the entire nation of Israel as a kingdom of priests.
每一个人都是祭司。
Each one of them will be a priest.
而这里神所拣选的国度乃是祭司的国度。
Because here God has chosen the kingdom of priests.
神的百姓有多少，神的祭司就有多少。
How many there are in the children of God, there will be as many priests.
但是很可惜，后来我们知道说以色列失败了。
Unfortunately, we know that the Israelites have failed.
他们拜了金牛犊，他们得罪神。
They have worshipped the golden calf and they have sinned against God.
结果那个时候神就对利这个利摩西就对利未人说。
And at that time Moses spoke to the sons of Levi.
谁是站在神这一边的？
Who is on the Lord's side?
结果圣经告诉我们说。
And the Bible tells us.
结果利未人就起来杀他们的弟兄。
And the sons of Levi rose up and killed their brethren.
所以那次偶像的事情就被解决了。
And that time, it resolved the problem of idolatry.
那从此以后，神和利未人就立了个约。
Ever since then, God has made a covenant with the sons of Levi.
那请我们记得。
Please to remember.
本来每一个人，每一个以色列人都应该是侍奉神。
Originally, each of the Israelites should be the one who served God.
现在在十二个支派里面，只有利未支派可以起来侍奉。
Now in the 12 tribes, only the tribe of Levi can serve God.
而只有利未支派里面的亚伦一家才能够做祭司。
And only the household of Aaron in the tribe of Levi can be priest.
我们知道这是因为以色列人犯罪的结果，得罪神的结果。
We know that it is because the sons of Israel has transgressed against God.
但是神永远的旨意是每一个人都必须是祭司。
But God's eternal will is for each one of us to become priests.
每一个人都是侍奉神的。
Each one of us are servants of God.
但是很可惜，以色列人祭司失败了。
Unfortunately, the priests.
对不起，整个以色列人失败了。
Unfortunately, the entire nation of Israel has failed.
结果神就拣选了利未人。
So God has chosen the sons of Levi.
那现在我们要问。
Now we ask the question.
神和利未人立的约是个什么样的约？
What kind of covenant has God made with the Levites?
为什么现在他们的地位不一样了呢？
Why is it now that they have a different position?
我们一同来看看《生命记》第三十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy 33.
生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy 33.
论利未说。耶和华，你的土民和乌灵都在你的虔诚人那里。
And of Levi, he said, let thy Thurim and thy Urim belong to thy godly men.
你在玛撒曾试验他，在米利巴水与他争论。
Verse 8 says, whom thou didst prove at Massa, with whom thou didst contend at the waters of Meribah.
他论自己的父母说：“我未曾看见。”他也不承认弟兄，也不认识自己的儿女。
Who said of his father and his mother, I did not consider them, and he did not acknowledge his brothers, nor did he regard his own sons.
这是因利未人遵行你的话，谨守你的约。
For they observed thy word and kept thy covenant.
你看见利未人最后站在神的这一边。
You see that the Levites were the one who stand on God's side.
当以色列大体失败的时候，他们站在神的这一面。
When the majority of the Israelites had failed, these are the one who stood by God's side.
所以这里利未人所代表乃是个得胜者的原则。
So here the Levites represent the principle of the overcomers.
论到自己的父母，他说我未曾看见。
He says, as in regards to my parents, I have not seen them.
他也不承认弟兄。
I have no regards for my brothers.
也不认识自己的儿女。
I have no regards for my own sons.
他们果然站在神的这一边。
Because they are the people who stood on God's side.
所以他们就对付了、清除了所有他们中间的偶像。
They have dealt with all the idols that are among them.
叫神的见证能够继续维持下去。
So that God's testimony may continue.
但是我们要注意。
But we need to pay attention.
等到这些祭司来到神面前的时候
，As these priests come before God，
尤其是大祭司
，Especially the high priest，
你看见他的肩膀上有六，他的肩上有六块宝，有啊十二块宝石。
You see upon his shoulders there are 12 precious stones.
然后在他胸前也怀着十二个宝石。
And on his breast he carries 12 precious stones.
那不光这样
，Not only
在胸牌的里面。有两样东西，一个叫做乌灵，一个叫做土民。
In his breastplate, he carried two things. One is called the Thurim, one is called the Urim.
那神和利未人所立的约就是那个乌灵和那个土民。
And this is the covenant which God has made with the sons of Levi, Thurim and Urim.
许多人觉得祭司就是为着人来到神面前。
Many people consider that a priest is for the purpose to come before to represent God.
这般人也是为着神来到人面前。
And these people also come before God for men.
所以祭司就是一般人，他们能来到神面前。
So priests are the group of people who are able to come before God.
但是弟兄姊妹， 来到神面前就是来到神的脚前。
Brothers and sisters, as we come before God, we have come at His footstool.
那就是大祭司的经历所代表的。
And that is the experience of the high priest.
祭司们最高的经历就是来到至圣所。
The highest experience for the priest is to come into the Holy of Holies.
当他们来到至圣所的时候。
When they come into the Holy of Holies,
你会看见在他的胸前有十二块宝石。
You see, on his breast he carries 12 precious stones.
圣殿的外面是太阳的光。外面是太阳的光。
On the outside of the tabernacle is the light of the sun.
圣所是金灯台的光。
Inside the holy place, it is the light of the golden lampstand.
到了至圣所根本是一片的黑暗。
As you enter into the Holy of Holies, it's complete darkness.
但是不是黑暗。
But it is not dark.
因为这里有一个光是我们能见的范围之外的。
Because here is a light outside of our vision.
那是代表神的荣光。
And that represents the glory, glorious radiance of God.
但是请记得。
So please
remember. 不管以色列人他们有多不好。
No matter how bad, how corrupt the Israelites are,
他们只要来到神的面前，
as long as they come before God,
你看见那十二块宝石就开始发光。
You see the 12 precious stone begins to radiant.
当你看见钻石的时候，
when you see a diamond,
尤其如果钻石磨得非常好的话，
especially a fine carved diamond,
当光一进去的时候，
as the light shines through,
结果呢，因为全反射的缘故，所以它可以把光捕捉在这个宝石里面。
And because of a total reflectance, it will be able to capture that light within the diamond.
光一进去就出不来了。
As light penetrates through the diamond,
结果最后好像被监禁在宝石的里面。
And finally, it is captured inside of this diamond.
这个时候你就能看见 fire, 结果你能看见彩虹。
And now you can see fire and you can see rainbow.
所以什么就是宝石呢？
So what are precious stones?
我们知道说宝石乃是光的捕捉者，能把光好像监禁在它里面，叫人看见什么是光。
We know precious stones are a stone that captures the light and encapsulate the light.
光是非常抽象的。
Light is very abstract.
但是你从宝石你就能看见。
But from a precious stone, you'll be able to see light.
神就是光。
God is light.
他是住在不能靠近的光中。
He lives in the light which we cannot draw near.
如果不是大祭司带着宝血，没有一个人不被击杀的。
If the high priest did not go to him with the covering of the blood,
但是请大家记得，
everyone will be struck down.
等到大祭司来到神的宝座前的时候。
But when the high priest comes to the throne,
表面上他做祭司。
Outwardly he's a priest.
表面上他把人带到神的面前。
Outwardly he has brought men before God's presence.
他代表全以色列人靠着血来到神的面前。
He represents the entire nation of Israel comes to God through the covering of the blood.
有的祭司在那里献祭。
Some priests are making offerings.
有的在那里烧香。
Some priests are offering incense.
有的在那里处理陈设饼的桌子。
Some are taking care of the showbread table.
现在大祭司最后来到了至圣所。
Now the high priest enters into the Holy of Holies.
那请大家记得。
And please remember.
当大祭司来到神的宝座前，神来到神的面前。
When the high priest comes before the presence of God.
结果那十二块宝石就发光了。
And the 12 precious stone will begin to radiant.
这就代表神对于以色列人的心意。
This represents God's heart desire for the Israelites.
但是这是外面的。
But these are external.
这是在胸牌外面。
These are outside of the breastplate.
但是胸牌是在里面还有一个东西。
But inside a breastplate, there's something else.
有两样东西放在里面，一个是乌灵，一个是土。
Two things are carried inside the breastplate, which is the Urim and the Thummim.
一直到今天，这个圣经学者想知道到底什么叫乌灵，什么叫土。
Even until today, the Bible scholars still wanted to know what Thummim and Urim represent.
大概没有错，它是两块的石头，也像宝石。
If our guesses are correct, these are also two stones, like the precious stones.
不过这个时候，如果大祭司来到神的面前，
But if this time as a high priest come before God,
如果他往里面看，
If he look inside of his breastplate,
因为所有的十二块宝石在外面，但这两块的石头在里面。
Because all 12 precious stones are on the outside, and inside there's the two other stones.
那么因为来到神的宝座前。
And because he comes to the throne of God.
来到神荣耀的光中。
He has come in the glorious light of God.
那两块石头就不能不发出光来。
And these two stones will also shine.
那祭司们怎么知道神的旨意呢？
How does the priest know God's will?
所以那个胸牌叫做决断的胸牌。
And this breastplate is called the
breastplate of judgment.
Breastplate of judgment.
换一句话说，你能够清楚到底神的旨意是什么。
In other words, you can be clear of what is God's judgment.
你知道约书亚如果要明白神的旨意。
If Joshua wants to know God's will,
他一定要到大祭司面前去。
He has to go before the high priest.
那大祭司来到神的面前。
And the high priest will come before God.
他求问到底神的旨意是什么。
He will inquire of the Lord, what is your will?
你怎么知道神的旨意？
And how do you know God's will?
你只要往里面看。
You look at your inside.
这里面的光乃是里面的光。
And because the lights are the inner, not light.
这个里面的光能叫你明白神的旨意。
And this inner light will cause you to know God's will.
当然，很多的圣经学者想知道到底这两个是怎么回事，我们不知道。
Many people want to understand what are these two things, but we do not know.
但是我们知道这两个字的意思是什么。
But we know the meaning of these two words.
一个是亮光。
One is light.
还有一个就是 perfection, 就是完全。
And the other is perfection.
弟兄姊妹，只有当你得着亮光，我们才能够得着完全。
But sister, only when you have received the light, you can receive perfection.
你才能够行走在神的光中。
Then you can walk in God's light.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers,
请记得，
Please remember.
当神人摩西还没有死以前，
When Moses, before he died,
他为十二个支派祝福。
And as he blessed the 12 tribes.
这里的祝福都代表每一个支派的特点。
And each of his blessing for the 12 tribes represent their unique.
利未人代表得胜者。
The Levites represents the overcomer.
他的特点在哪里？
And where is his uniqueness?
他不只亲近神。
Not only they draw near to God.
而且他能明白神的旨意。
They can also understand God's will.
当他往里面看的时候。
When he looked in his inside.
当他往深处去的时候。
When he searched into his depth.
因为他是在神的面光中。
Because he lives before God's light.
他里面亮起来了。
There is light inside.
这里的乌灵土明能把亮光带给他。
Here the thorn and the wound can bring him light.
也能够把完全带给他。
Also bring him perfection.
所以请记得。
Please remember.
这就是利未人的特点。
This is the special characteristic.
在十二个支派里面，利未是站在得胜者的地位上。
Among the 12 tribes, the tribe of Levi represents the overcomer.
但是很可惜，你到了马拉基第二章。
But when you come to Malachi chapter 2,
这些众祭司应该都是得胜的。
These all the priests should be overcome.
你想想看，他们根本就是利未支派里面的一个 family, 一个家族。
And they are a family inside the tribe of Levi.
但是结果呢，他们却偏离正道，使许多人在律法上跌倒。
And yet they have left the way and caused many to stumble.
所以神就对这个众祭司说，这诫命是传给你们的。
And so God said to the priest, this commandment is for you.
神的话是给你们的。
God's word is for you.
他们不知道，因为他们没有神的话。
They do not know because they don't have the word of God.
但是呢，这个话是给你们的。
But these commandments are for you.
你们若不听从，也不放在心上，将荣耀归于我的名，我就使咒诅临到你们，使你们的福分变为咒诅。
If you do not listen and if you do not take it to heart to give honor to my name, says the Lord of hosts.
那弟兄姊妹，这就是那个时候的情形。
Then I will send curse upon you, and this is
the condition.
Don't forget.
他们是回到耶路撒冷才可能做祭司的。
They must return to Jerusalem in order to be priests.
如果他们不做祭司的话，可以留在巴比伦。
If they don't want to be priests, they can still remain in Babylon.
可见当初是神吸引了他们。
And so you know God has drawn their heart.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
如果主迟延的话，你看这里有一半的祭司他们是失败的。
If the Lord delayed, now there's a group of priests who have failed.
那现在神怎么办？
Now what will God do?
神就提起了他和利未人所立的约。
He reminded them the covenant he made with sons of Levi.
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白吗？
Now do you understand?
现在当祭司们也失败的时候，
When the priests also failed,
神就呼召得胜者。
God began to call out to the overcomers.
神就想起他和利未人所立的约。
God remembers the covenant which he made with the sons of Levi.
所以明白吗？
So do you
understand? 虽然是祭司们失败了。
Even though the priests have failed.
现在有一半人站在神的这一边。
But now there's a group of people who stand on God's side.
他们没有偏离正道。
They have not left the truth.
他们没有废弃神与利未人所立的约。
They have not despised the covenant which God had made with them.
那这帮人是谁呢？这帮人就是得胜者。
Who are these people? They are the overcomers.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
这就是我们在这里应当学到的教训。
This is a lesson which we need to learn from here.
这些利未人不只是亲近神的人。
These Levites not only draw near to God.
他们有神的话。
They have the word of God.
他们外面有圣经。
On the outside, they have the Bible.
但是他们来到神的面前，他们里面能够明白神的旨意。
As they come before God, they understand God's will inside.
因为这代表神和利未人所立的约。
Because this represents the covenant which God had made with the sons of Levi.
这个约的意思就是说，当所有其他人都糊涂的时候，利未人一点都不糊涂。
This covenant means when everyone is confused, they are not confused.
所以你看第四节。
So verse four.
你们既知道我传这诫命给你们，你们只做祭司们说的。
Then you will know that I have sent this commandment to you.
使我与利未人所立的约可以长存。
That my covenant may continue with Levi.
你为什么把这些诫命传给你们呢？
Why did I give you the commandments?
因为目的什么？目的是要我与利未人所立的约可以长存，那个永远在那里。
It is for the purpose that my covenant may continue with Levi. This is always there.
现在我们要问。
Now we ask the question.
刚才我们说过了，神所立的约是用乌林土明来表明的。
We just mentioned that the covenant God has made with them was represented by Thurim and Urim.
这里代表亮光，也代表完全。
Here it represents light and also perfection.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有亮光，你就不会着迷。
Brothers and sisters, if you have light, then you will not be upset.
如果你有亮光，神说话的时候你就蒙光照。
If you have light, as God speaks to you, you will be enlightened.
神说你们用话来顶撞。
God said you have spoken to me with strong words.
如果我们里面有乌灵和土明的话，
If we carry Thurim and Urim,
我们一定是披麻蒙灰的。
Then we will definitely put on sackcloth and ashes.
我们不可能说我们用什么话来顶撞你呢？
It will be impossible for us to say where we have spoken against
you. 所以弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
一个人怎么能够从着迷里面拯救出来？
How can a man be saved out of obsession?
他对自己着迷。
He is obsessed with himself.
他没有那么属灵，他以为他是属灵的。
He is not very spiritual, but he thought that he was very spiritual.
他不得胜，他以为他得胜的。
He did not overcome, yet he thought he's overcome.
因为他讲道讲多，他就觉得他永远是得胜的。
Because he had preached a lot of words of God, he thought that he has the reality.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹，这叫做着迷。
This is obsession.
不止人对自己着迷，人也对自己的团体着迷。
Not only men are obsessed with themselves, they're also obsessed with their own group.
就像老底家的教会一样。
Just like the church in Laodicea.
那现在我们怎么能从这个光景里面得拯救呢？
Now how can we be saved out of this condition?
第一是奉献，我们昨天已经说过了。
First we mentioned yesterday is through consecration.
我们在哪一点上不肯奉献，不肯顺服，我们在哪一点上一定是黑暗的。
In which area we're unwilling to offer to God and to be obedient to Him, then definitely we'll have darkness in that area.
如果你把瘸腿的瞎眼的献上，我们一定瘸腿，我们一定瞎眼。
If you offer to God the lame and the blind, then you are also lame and blind.
所以如果要从这个光景里面蒙拯救的话，
If you want to be saved and delivered out of this situation,
弟兄姊妹，我们应当把身体献上，当作活祭。
And sister, we need to offer and present our bodies to God as a living sacrifice.
你献上的不是残疾，你献上乃是像这个以撒一样。
What you offer to God is not of blemish, but is like Isaac.
他是你的独生子。
He is your only begotten son.
他是你所爱的，你所爱的以撒。
He is your beloved Isaac.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
给我们看见，如果我们要从这种光景里面蒙拯救，第一是奉献。
We see that if we want to be saved out of this situation, first it is to
consecration. 第二，我们需要来到神的光中。
Secondly, we must come to His light.
如果我们真的是利未人，
if we are true sons of Levi,
当你往里面看的时候，
when you look inwardly,
当然你在人中间它不发亮的。
Of course, when you are among men, it will not shine.
所以如果你讲道讲多了，你都在人面前讲的。
If you preach so much, you're always preaching before men.
你觉得你很得胜。
You felt that you're an overcomer.
但是一来到主面前，里面就亮起来了。
But as soon as you come before God, your inner light will shine.
亮光一定把你带到完全。
And light will definitely bring you into perfection.
这个时候我们就看见我们是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜。
Now we see that we are poor, miserable, blind, and naked.
这个时候我们就愿意买眼药，叫我们的眼睛能够看见。
This time we want to purchase eye salves to clean our eyes so
that we can see. 这个时候我们就愿意买火炼的金子，叫我们付上代价，叫我们能够看得更清楚。
This time we want to purchase gold refined by fire so that we can see clearer.
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
所以你看见吗？我们如何能够从这里面得着拯救？
How can we be saved out of this situation?
你来到第三段和倒数第三段的时候，
You come to the third section and the third to the last section.
这个约乃是神和利未人所立的约。
This is the covenant which God has made with the sons of Levi.
这就是得胜者的呼召，弟兄。
And this is the calling of the overcomers.
那对我们来讲，乌灵土明好像抽象了一点，对不对？
But to us, Theron and Urim are so abstract.
现在你看第五节圣经怎么说？
But now look at verse 5 and see what the Bible says.
我曾与他立生命和平安的约。
My covenant with him was one of life and peace.
请记得弟兄姊妹。
Remember, Francis.
这是件太大的一件事情。
This is such a great matter.
你知道吗？神和利未人所立的约是生命和平安的约。
You remember the covenant God has made with sons of Levites are the covenant of life and peace.
你说生命和平安这是新约的字，这不是旧约的字。
You say life and peace are only found in the New Testament. You do not find such words in the Old Testament.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget.
在神的旨意里面是个永远的旨意。
In God's will, it is the eternal will.
新约是如此，旧约也是如此。
If such in the New Testament, we will find such in the Old Testament.
你往里面看是乌灵和土明。
As you look inward, it is Thoron and Urim.
但是神说这个约是什么约呢？
But God says, what kind of covenant are these?
是生命和平安的约。
It is the covenant of life and peace.
我将这两样赐给他。
And I have given them both.
哪两样？
What are the two things?
就是生命和平安。
He has given him the life and peace.
我把他这些赐给他的时候，
When I gave these to him,
使他存敬畏的心，
so that he has a heart of reverence.
他就敬畏我，
He will revere me.
惧怕我的名，
He will fear my name.
那不光这样，
Not only so,
真实的律法在他的口中，
And the instruction is in his mouth.
你看见吗？生命和他平安在他心里面。
You see that peace and life is in his heart.
现在真实神的话就跑他的口里面来了。
But the true instruction is found in his mouth.
他嘴里没有不义的话。
And there's no unrighteousness in his lips.
他现在能够与神同行了。
Now he can walk with God.
他以平安和正直与神同行。
He walked with God in peace and uprightness.
使多人回头离开罪孽。
And he turned many back from their iniquity.
祭司的嘴里常存知识。
The lips of the priest should be preserved knowledge.
人也当由他口中寻求律法，因为他是万军之耶和华的使者。
And men should seek instruction from his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts.
这就是得胜者。
This is overcomer.
这就是得胜者的生活。
This is a life for the overcomer.
这是得胜者的道路。
This is the way for the overcomer.
请记得，从哪里开始的呢？
Please remember, where did it begin?
完全从里面开始。
It begins from the inside.
你里面有生命，你里面有平安。
If you have peace and life within,
这样你就存敬畏的心。
Then you will have the heart of reverence.
这样真实律法就在我们口中。
Now the true instruction will be in your mouth.
这样我们就能与神以平安和正直同行。
Now you are able to walk with God in peace and in uprightness.
使许多人回头离开罪孽。
And turn many men back from their iniquity.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这是得胜者的原因。
This is the principle of the overcomer.
我们到了新约更清楚。
As we arrive to New Testament, we're even clearer about.
你知道神和我们立了约吗？
Do you know God has made a covenant with you and I?
今天神把圣灵住在我们每一个人里面。
Today the Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us.
我们来看一节的圣经是罗马书。
We will turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第六节
Verse 6
体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安
For the mind set on flesh is death But the mind set on the spirit is life and peace
你看见当一个人体贴圣灵的时候
You see when a man sets his mind on the spirit
当一个人活在神的面前
When a man lives before God's presence
他往里面看的时候
As he views inside,
圣灵就住在他里面。
The Holy Spirit dwells in him.
弟兄姊妹，当他体贴圣灵的时候
，Brothers and sisters, as he sets his mind on the Spirit,
你往里面看是污灵和土民。
You view inside, it is thorn and worm.
但如果你顺服圣灵，体贴圣灵，思念圣灵
，But if you are obedient to the Spirit and set your mind on the Spirit,
结果是什么
？What is the result?
是生命。
The result is of life and peace.
弟兄姊妹，很多的年轻人问一个问题。
Many young people ask a question.
今天我们做基督徒应该怎么做才对
？Today we want to be Christians. What should we do?
神和我们已经立了约。
God has already made a covenant with you and I.
你在世界里面，你不会明白神的旨意。
If you live in the world, you will never understand God's
will. 你在人面前，你里面的污灵土民不发亮的。
If you always live before men, the thorn and worm within you will never shine.
你只要来到主面前。
But you need to come to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你体贴圣灵。
You set your mind on the Spirit.
里面就发亮了。
Then your heart will shine.
亮光和完全。
You will have light and perfection.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
这个约是生命和平安的约。
This is the covenant of life and peace.
结果你所得着的是生命和平安。
What you have received is life and peace.
神终于把这两样东西赐给你。
Finally, God has given these two things to you.
当你得着生命和平安的时候
，as you receive life and peace,
你知道你行走在神的旨意当中。
You know that you're walking in the will of God.
这就是新约和旧约不同在哪里。
This is the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
旧约的律法是刻在外面，刻在石板上。
The laws of the Old Testament is engraved on the stone.
新约的律法是刻在心板上。
But the laws of the New Testament is engraved
in our heart. 今天我们怎么能做一个得胜者
？How can we be an overcomer today?
神和我们立约。
God has made a covenant with you.
我们愿意站在得胜者的地位。
We want to stand on the position of overcomer.
神就把这两样都赐给我们。
Then God will give both of these to you.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Francis，
今天你做基督徒简单的很。
Today it is so simple to be Christian.
什么事可以做，什么事不可以做
？What can we do and what can we not do?
什么地方可以去，什么地方不可以去
？Where can we go? Where can we not go?
如果你体不应该去的地方，那表示你体贴肉体的话。
And if you, if there's a place you should not go, and yet you set your mind on the flesh.
结果里面的感觉是死的。
Then you feel death within.
但什么时候你体贴圣灵，结果就是生命和平。
But whenever you are set your mind on the Spirit, you have life and peace.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天你可以自由地往前走。
Today you can walk on freely.
但是要记得
，But remember，
你应该常常住在主里面。
You need to dwell in the Lord.
常常在他的面光里面。
You need to be in His presence.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers，
如果一件事是可以是在神的旨意中，你一定神把两样都赐给你，一个是生命，还有一个就是平安。
If something is right for you to do, then God has given you two things, that is peace and life.
但如果你到了一个地方，是你不应该去的。
But now, if you come to a place where you should not go,
你做一件事你不应该做。
You're doing something which you should not do.
那就证明说你体贴肉体。
This proves that your minds are set on
flesh. 体贴肉体的结果一定是死。
And the result is definite death.
生命的对面是死亡。
The opposite of life is death.
平安的对面你就没有平安。
The opposite of peace is no peace.
你这个里面就像翻江倒海一样。
And your heart will be churning.
我记得我年轻的时候学了一点的功课。
I remember when I was young, I had learned some lessons.
当我们少年的时候，教会里面年长弟兄姊妹告诉我们说，我们不要爱世界。
As a youth, the elders in the church tell us, do not love the world.
那么什么叫世界呢？
Then what is the world?
那么世界里面有一样东西就是不可以看电影。
And there's one thing in this world is you cannot go to see movies.
这是那个时候，弟兄们告诉我们什么是世界。
At that time, that's what the brothers taught us.
所以我们不爱世界就是不要看电影。
So in order not to love the world, we will not see any movies.
但是我得救以前呢，就是在电影街那里得救。
But when I was saved on the street before movie theater.
我一天到晚就是喜欢看电影，因为就在电影街的旁边嘛。
I love to see movies, so I'm always there.
结果呢，后来我说好了，我不爱世界。
So later on, I said, okay, I do not love the world.
虽然我不看电影，但是我天天还是看电影的广告。
Even though I will not go see the movies, but I will see the flyers about movies.
所以当你看广告，看到有一天呢，看到有一个电影，我觉得哎，这很不错啊。
So as I look at all the flyers, one day I said, well, this movie is pretty good.
那个电影叫做《万王之王》，讲的主耶稣钉十字架的故事。
And that movie is called The King of Kings. It talks about the crucifixion of Jesus.
我说别的电影可以不看，这个电影应该可以看啊。
I said, I don't see other movie, but this one I should be able to see.
你传福音，你起码要告诉人主耶稣怎么钉十字架，你根本一点概念没有，你怎么传福音？
If you want to preach the gospel, you need to have some ideas how Jesus was crucified.
所以我说我应该去看这个电影。
So I said, I ought to go see this movie.
但是我胆子很小。
But I'm very timid.
我想我这样去恐怕不大好。
I said, I probably should not just go like that.
我要找另外一个弟兄和一起去，我里面就平安。
I need to find another brother to go with me, then I will have peace.
所以我就到那个地，那我就找到一个那个时候年轻人中间的负责弟兄。
And so I found the responsible brother for the youth at that time.
我想他如果肯和我一起去，我里面一定是平安的。
I said if he's willing to go with me, then definitely I will have peace.
将来到审判台前，我说你看他带我去的。
And before the judgment seat later on, I would say, look, he brought me there.
哎，结果很稀奇啊！我果然呢。就把那个弟兄也说服了，我们两个人说我们就去吧。
So I finally persuaded that particular brother, and then both of us went.
但那个时候在台湾看电影院看电影的时候，你要排很长的队买票才行。
And in those days in Taiwan, if you want to see a movie, you had to stand in long line to purchase tickets.
那个时候有一个问题就来了。
And then there is a problem.
那我们觉得可以看没有错。
We felt it's okay to see the movie.
但如果我们两个人在那里排队给弟兄们看见了怎么办？
But if both of us are standing in line waiting to purchase tickets, what if other people see us?
圣经说你不可以叫弟兄跌倒呀。
The Bible says you cannot stumble your brother.
你吃肉叫他跌倒，你就不要吃肉。
If you eat meat and it causes someone else to stumble, then don't eat meat.
你看电影叫他跌倒，你就不要看电影。
If you see movies and it causes someone to stumble, then don't watch movies.
但是我们觉得我们还是要看的。
But we thought we still need to go see the movie.
所以我们想了个办法，怎么应付排队买票怎么办呢？
So we had to come up with another idea how to resolve the issue for the ticket.
那是夏天呐、啊，太阳艳阳天，太阳高照的。
And that was in a summer day, very hot.
结果我们两个人穿着很重又厚的雨衣。
And so both of us put on a heavy raincoat.
像包粽子一样，人家根本不认得我们是谁啊。
We were completely wrapped like a tamale.
所以呢，我们两个人就排在队里面，终于好不容易买到票了。
So we were standing in the long line, finally got our tickets.
在排队的时候，我们里面的味道已经不对了。
While we were waiting in line, it is already awful in our heart.
那终于呢，就进到电影院，我们就很高兴啊，因为是暗的，所以我们才晓得为什么有人喜欢黑暗。
Finally, we got into the movie theaters, and we were so happy because we are covered in darkness. Now we know why people like darkness.
我们觉得我们可以坐下来好好的看了。
Now we can finally sit down and enjoy.
但是弟兄姊妹。我永远不会忘记。
I will never forget.
当我坐下来没有多久
，Soon after I have sat down，
我就觉得里面有一种像翻江倒海的情形。
I found my inside turning and turning.
里面一点的安息也没有。
I have no peace within.
还有我好像吃了个死老鼠在我里面。
It's like I have eaten a dead rat.
我能感觉这个脚还在这边呢。
I felt that the leg is still there.
所以后来我就跟我的弟兄说，我说弟兄我不行了。
So. Later on, I told the brother, says, brother, I can't stand it.
那个弟兄说我也不行了。
And the brother says, no, I can't stand it either.
对，后来我们两个人就狼狈的就逃走了。
And then both of us run away.
但是我们学了一个功课，弟兄。
But we learned a lesson, brothers and
sisters. 一点都没有错。
It is
主爱我们。
God loves us.
他拣选了我。
He has chosen us.
当许多人失败的时候。
When many people fail.
他和利未人立了。
He has made a covenant with the sons of Levi.
那个约乃是生命和平安。
And that covenant is the covenant of life.
他把这两样赐给我。
He has given us these two things.
叫我们能够蒙到许多的保守。
So that we can be kept pure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我的意思不是可以不可以看电影，那是另外一件事。
My point is not whether or not we can watch movie. That's another issue.
在我身上不平安，在你身上也许是平安。
If it's not peaceful in me, maybe it's peaceful for you.
但是无论如何，弟兄姊妹。
But no matter what.
你已经不再是自己的人。
You no longer belongs to yourself.
我还记得我还没有结婚以前呢。
I remember before I was married.
我一个人最喜欢逛书店。
I love to visit bookstore by myself.
但是结了婚以后，我就觉得没有自由。
And after I got married, I lost that freedom.
因为我知道我的兴趣跟我那人的兴趣不一样。
Because I know my interest is different than my wife's interest.
所以等到我们两个人进到书店门口的时候。
So when we come to the door of the bookstore,
我要看看她的脸。
I will look at her countenance.
如果她的脸是长的，我就不进去。
If her countenance fell, I will not go in.
她的脸是圆的，我就进去。
If she's smiling, I will go in.
这不是说如果长的，等一等会有受刑罚，不是的。
It is not because if she, her countenance fell, then I will be punished.
弟兄姊妹，感谢主，圣灵住在我们里面。
Friends, sister, we thank the Lord because the Holy Spirit lives in us.
他做了我们的亮光。
He has become our light.
他也带我们到完全的地方。
The Spirit will lead us into perfection.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Friends, sister,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
如果我们常常活在神的面光，
If we often live before the presence of God,
弟兄姊妹，我们就看见那个。
We will see that light.
当你受许多人喝彩，许多人欢呼的时候，
When people cheer and clap for you,
这土与污泥土民还在里面。
This thorn and worm is still in you.
你看不见光。
And yet you cannot see the light.
乃是你真的来到主的面前。
But when you truly come before God,
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
现在你看见污泥土民就。
Now you see the worm and thorn will shine.
当我们看见那个光的时候，
When we see that light,
我们就知道我们身上有黑暗。
We know that there is darkness in us.
我们在主面前披麻蒙灰。
We will put on sackcloth and
告诉主说，主啊，我不止贫穷。
And tell the Lord that I am not only poor.
我是贫穷加上瞎眼。
I am poor plus blind.
若不是你爱的光照，
If you have not shine on me with
your light, 我就不认识我。
I do not. I will never know myself.
个人是如此。
Individual is like this.
教会也是如此。
The church is the same way.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当全教会来到神的面前，
As the whole church come before God.
如果整个教会站在得胜的地位，
If the whole church stand on the position of overcomers.
当污灵土民发光的时候，
And as thorn and worm will shine.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神就把全教会带到最谦卑的地位。
God will bring the entire church to the most humbling position.
他们活着不是为他们自己活着。
They no longer live for themselves.
他们为全教会活着。
But they live for the entire church.
他们像基甸的三百个人一样。
They are like the 300 men of Gideon.
他们流血流泪也流汗。
They will shed blood, they will shed tears and shed sweat.
终于得到胜战，终于打了胜仗。
Until they won the victory.
但是所有胜利的果子是全体教会来分享。
But the fruit of victory is shared by the entire church.
这个叫做得胜者。
This is the overcomer.
得胜者不是说我们是教会，别人不是。
Overcomer does not mean that we are the church and other peoples are not.
弟兄姊妹，我们说过了。
Brothers and sisters, we have already said this.
腓立帖非是我们的道路。
Philadelphia is our way.
但是腓立帖非不是我们的标签，不是我们的 label。
But Philadelphia is not our label.
什么时候你说我们就是腓立帖非了？
Whenever you said that we are Philadelphia.
弟兄姊妹。
You are no longer in light.
你知道有个真实的故事。
You know that there is a true story.
有一班的弟兄呢。
There's a group of brothers. They were in England.
他们觉得主恩待他。
They felt that God was gracious to them.
他们看见的光是别人没有看见。
They have seen light which were not shown to others.
一点都不错。你如果读教会历史，他们实在很丰富的一班人。
And this is also right because if you read the church history, they are full of abundance.
但是很可惜，有一天他们看见自己的丰富，他们真的看见自己是很丰富的。
But unfortunately, one day they discovered and saw their own richness.
他们的聚会的地方啊，从来没有一个牌子，你不知道这是个聚会的地方。
Their meeting place never had a sign, so you don't know this is a meeting.
也没有聚会时间表，所以你根本也不知道这是个聚会的地方。
There is no schedule posted outside, so you don't know the meeting schedule.
不过他们还是希望人知道说这是基督聚会的地方。
But they still want people to know that the Christians gathers here.
他们不要高举自己的名字。
They will not lift up their own name.
他说我们是奉主名聚会。
They say we meet and gather under the name of God.
我们除了耶稣基督的名，没有别的名。
Aside from the name of Lord Jesus, there's no other names here.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
主是在恩待这班弟兄。
And God has been gracious to them.
他们是高举主的名。
They lift up the name of the Lord.
但是慢慢慢慢的等到主迟延的时候他们就骄傲起来了。
But gradually, as the Lord delays, they begin to, they become proud.
所以有一次这个尼弟兄到他们中间去。
So once Brother Ni went to visit them.
给他们看史伯克弟兄那个杂报纸杂志。
And he showed them, articles written by, Brother Spock.
那么其中有弟兄说你看这个完全浪费时间。
And some brothers say, well, this is a waste of time.
有什么样属灵的丰富是是我们有的是别人有的而我们没有的。
Is there any spiritual richness that other people have and that we don't have?
结果有一天在这一班人中间有一个聚会。
And so among these brethren, one day there's a gathering.
那么他们在他们聚会的门口啊就弄个牌子。
And they made a plaque outside of their meeting place.
那只有两个字英文只有两个字。
There's only two words in English.
Jesus only.
唯有耶稣。
只有唯有耶稣。就是说我们中间只有只高举耶稣你看很属灵非常的属灵。
Which means that we only have Jesus. We only lift up his name.
但是他们的情形就像马拉基情形一样。
But their condition has fallen into the same condition of the Malachi.
他们觉得巴比伦人需要回转我们不需要回转。
They felt that the people in Babylon needs to return. We don't need to turn back.
所以有一天呢神就教导他们一个功课。
So one day God taught them a lesson.
神就把用一阵台风啊就把 Jesus 里面几个字母把它吹掉了。
And the, God caused a storm to come through and blow out some of the letters in the two words.
你知道 Jesus 里面有好几个字母结果只剩下两个就是 US。
And in the word of Jesus, there's so many letters, but it blew away, so only US.
所以现在不是 Jesus only, 是 us only.
So now it is not Jesus only, but us only.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
他们心里本来就讲这个话。
That was the word they are speaking in their heart.
神说你不好意思说我替你说出来。
God said if you're embarrassed to admit it, I will say it for you.
你以为你是富足的什么样样都不缺。
You thought you were rich, you're lacking nothing.
其实你是贫穷瞎眼可怜。
Yeah, you're poor, miserable, blind and naked.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们不小心的话我们走同样的道。
If we're uncareful, we'll be walking on the same way.
所以我们怎么可能从着迷的光景里面拯救出来？
How can we be delivered out of the obsessive condition?
怎么能够从这个怎么能够从这个老底家的光景中间得拯救呢？
How can we be saved from the condition of Laodicea?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
马拉基书给我们看见。
Malachi shows us.
神和利未人立了约。
That God has made a covenant with the sons of Levi.
乃是生命。
And it is covenant of life and peace.
就是石头来讲，一个叫乌灵，一个叫土。
As for the stones, one is called Thurim, one is called Urim.
就是结果来讲。
As for result,
生命和平安。
It is of life and peace.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
但愿主把这些话说在我们身上。
May the Lord speak these words into our depths.
但是不止如此。
But not only this.
当你读到倒数第三段的时候。
When you read to the third section to the last.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
你知道许多时候我们用很多话来啰嗦我们的神。
You know that many times we use many words to weary our Lord.
我们这么做，我们还说我们在什么事上啰嗦你呢？
We have done such, and then we still asking, where have we wearied you?
那到底那个啰嗦的话，什么话下面就记载下来了。
And what are these words that weary him? And the record it records as follows.
因为你们说凡行恶的耶华眼看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
In that you say everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or where is the God of justice?
下面神要教导马拉基。
Now, God will begin to teach the people of Malachi.
神要让他们知道公义的神在哪里。
God wants them to show them where is the God of justice.
所以下面说万军之耶和华说我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿立约的使者就在你们就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
Behold, I am going to send my messenger and he will clear the way before me and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming.
公义的神在哪里呢？
Where is the God of justice?
神说他要打发 施洗约翰做主耶稣的先锋。
God said that He will make John the Baptist as the forerunner for Christ.
当我们的主来的时候
，When our Lord returns，
你就知道公义的神在哪里。
Then you will know where is the God of justice.
明白吗？在这里，马拉基很清楚给就解答了他上面的问题。
Here Malachi clearly explained the questions that was posed.
那当然，这一段圣经，你知道，一面说到主耶稣第一次来，也说到主耶稣第二次来。
You know the scripture refers to the first coming of the Lord and also the second coming.
那就做近期的应验来讲，就做 immediate 这个 fulfillment 来讲，是指着主耶稣第一次来。
As for the immediate fulfillment of this word, it refers to His first coming.
就做远期的应验，就 remote fulfillment 来说，那指着主耶稣第二次。
And as for the remote fulfillment of these words, it refers to His second coming.
好，第二节。
Verse two.
他来的日子，谁能当当得起？
Who can endure the day of His coming?
他显现的时候，谁能立得住
？Who can stand when He appears?
那这很明显指出他主耶稣第二次来说。
And this clearly points to His second coming.
因为当主第二次来，他乃是审判的主。
Because as He comes on the second time, He comes as the Lord of judgment.
在审判的主面前，谁能够当得起？谁能够立得住
？Before the God of judgment, who can stand and who can
因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap.
所以这个当然指的主第二次回来说。
Of course, this points to his second coming.
但是你不要忘记。
But do not forget.
十字架代表爱，一点都不错。
The cross definitely represents love.
那是指做哥哥他的十字架来。
And that refers to the cross of Golgotha.
但什么时候你接受十字架进到你的里
？But whenever you receive this cross within,
十字架永远站在罪的对面。
The cross always stand opposing sin.
十字架永远站在肉体的对面。
The cross always stand opposite of flesh.
十字架永远站在己的对面。
The cross always stands against self.
十字架也站在世界的对面。
The cross stands against the world.
十字架要除去所有在生命道路上的障碍。
The cross will remove all the barriers to the way of life.
弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
十字架一面代表爱，一面代表权柄。
On one hand, the cross represents love. On the other hand, it represents
authority. 一个孩子长大，不光是爱叫他长大。
When a child grows, it is not he not only grows in love.
也是权柄叫他长大。
He also grows in authority.
一个父母只讲爱不讲权柄，那个爱是溺爱。
And if a parent only talks about love and no authority, that is spoiling.
那个爱其实是恨，不是爱。
And that is actually hatred, not love.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
因着十字架上的爱。
Because of love on the cross.
结果圣灵今天把我们放在一个手术台上，让十字架在我们上做更深的工作。
The Holy Spirit has placed us on the surgery table to do a deeper work in us.
一个充满肉体的人。
A man is full of flesh.
在十字架跟前，谁能当当得起
？Who can endure before the cross?
一个充满自己的人。
A man who is full of himself.
当在十字架跟前，谁能站立得住呢
？How can he stand before the cross?
为什么
？Why?
因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的剑。
Because he is a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap.
十字架做两个工作。
The cross will do two works.
第一，它是炼金之人的火。
One, he is the refiner's fire.
火代表神的性情。
Fire represents the character of God.
当我们经过十字架的火的时候
，As we pass through the fire of the cross,
结果你看见这个金越来越单纯。
You will find the gold becomes more refined.
叫我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
That we can be molded into the image of God's Son.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
今天新妇怎么装饰整齐
？Today, how can the bride be made ready?
有一天我们见到新郎的时候
，One day as we see our groom.
我们有一件细麻衣
，Then we will have a white linen gown.
但是那个细麻衣是洁白的细麻衣
，That linen gown is white and pure.
我们怎么可能是洁白的呢
？How can we be clean, white and pure?
十字架就好像漂白之人的剑一样
，The cross is like the fuller's soap.
结果你看我们的细麻衣就变成洁白
Then our linen gown will become pure.
我们就准备好了
We will be made ready.
所以这里说我们的主要坐下如炼金银子的
And here it says that our Lord would sit as a smelter and purify of silver.
银子代表救赎。
Silver represents salvation.
他要,
redemption. He would purify the Levites.
熬炼他们像金银一样.
He would purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold 弟兄, and silver. Brothers and sisters.
这就是圣灵在我们的环境上, 在我们身上所做的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit in us, in our life, in our surroundings.
谁是得胜者?
Who are the overcomers?
利未人是得胜者。
The sons of Levites are overcomers. On one hand, our covenant is the covenant of life and peace. The Holy Spirit will work inside. We thank the Lord. The Holy Spirit will cause many things around us to work effectively
for us.
Then you see the work of the cross is like the refiner's fire.
And
in such way, the sons of Levites are refined.
And
the offering which they present to God will be pleasing to Him. Brothers
and sisters, do you see it?
This is the way of salvation.
We praise the Lord.
On one hand, the Holy Spirit will work. On the other hand, the cross will also
work.
All are the work of the Holy Spirit. One works within, one works without.
所以弟兄姊妹,
you need to remember that your husband is custom made for you by God. Your wife is custom made for you. Your children are custom made for you.
感谢主,
praise the Lord, they are the best husband and best children.
他们都像火,都像碱一样,
they are like fire, they are like soap.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
And the result is more than conquerors.
It will cause you to become more than conquerors.
所以这就是得胜者的道路。
And this is the way for the overcomers. When we have fallen into the condition of the
Laodicea,
how does the Holy Spirit do the work of recovery?
圣灵就是这样做的。
This is how He does it.
好，现在我们来到最中间的一段。
Now we come to the most central section.
那就是这个，这就是这个灯台的最中间最高的那一支。
And that is the middle branch of the golden lampstand.
那就是第二章第十节一直到第十六节。
And this is found in chapter 2, verse 10 to 16.
第十节怎么说？
What did verse 10 says?
我们岂不都是一位父吗？
Do we not all have one father?
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget, brothers.
在旧约，在新约。
In the Old Testament and in the New Testament.
神子民只有一个子。
The children of God only has one father.
因为他们同有一位父。
They have only one father.
在新约里面，教会也是只有一位父。
In the New Testament, the church only has one father.
所以在这里讲的一件事很重要，说到神心坎里面去。
And so here it says something that's very important that touches the depth of God's
heart. 我们岂不都是一位父吗？
Do we not all have one father?
那我们彼此是什么?
Then what are we?
我们彼此当然是弟兄。
Of course we are brethren.
弟兄姊妹, 现在你怎么对待你的弟兄?
Brothers and sisters, how do you treat your brothers and
sisters? 当教会荒凉的时候,
when the church is in its desolation,
你要为教会怎么荒凉, 你要看他们怎么对待他们的弟兄。
If you want to see the desolation, you will see how they treat their brothers.
你看见没有? 大前提就是我们都是一位父。
The pretext is that we all have one father.
旧约如此, 新约也是如此。
It is same in the Old Testament, it's same in the New Testament.
那现在个人怎么对待他的弟兄?
But now as individuals, how do we treat our brothers?
你看那个时候的光景是什么样的光景?
And you view at their conditions.
我们个人怎么以诡诈待弟兄?
Why do we deal treacherously each other against his brother?
背弃了神与我们列祖所立的约呢?
So as to profane the covenant of our fathers.
你知道现在问题严重在哪里?
Now the seriousness of this question.
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brethren.
我们应该彼此相爱。
We ought to love one another.
我们不应该彼此相恨。
We should not hate one another.
我们不应该分门别类。
We should not have divisions among us.
但是弟兄姊妹, 我们却是以诡诈来对待我们。
We deal treacherously with each other.
这句话严重弟兄。
This is very serious, brother.
在教会里面, 我们怎么可能用诡诈对待我们的弟兄?
In the church, how can we deal treacherously with our brothers?
所以第十七节说, 你们还说这是为什么呢?
And verse 17 says, you say, why, what is this for?
所以我们要记得一件事，许多时候我们以诡诈对待我们的弟兄，我们不知道我们做这件事情。
Many times when we deal treacherously with our brothers, we don't even realize it.
然后下面就举了两个例子。
And then he gave us two examples.
第十一节，犹大人行事诡诈。
Verse 11, Judah has dealt treacherously.
并且在以色列和耶路撒冷中行一件可憎的事。
And an abomination has been committed in Israel and in Jerusalem.
因为犹大人亵渎耶和华所喜悦的圣洁，娶侍奉外邦神的女子为妻。
For Judah has profaned the sanctuary of the Lord which he loves, and has married the daughter of a foreign god.
当初的以色列犹太人，他们怎么亏欠他们的弟兄？
How did the Jews deal treacherously with their brothers?
他们有的人娶了外邦的女子为妻。
And because some of them has married foreigners as wives.
证明他们是以诡诈来对待他们的弟兄。
In this regard, they prove that they dealt treacherously with their brothers.
你爱弟兄应该保持神子民的纯洁。
If you love your brother, you need to keep the purity of the of God.
为什么以色列是独居的民？
And why is it that the people of Israel live alone?
因为要借着这个单纯的民族，基督能够被再带进来。
And because it is through this pure nation that Christ can be brought in.
所以等到耶稣基督降生在伯利恒，你才知道他真的是基督，真的是弥赛亚。
And so as Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, then you will know he is truly the Messiah, the Son of God.
但是这里有人亏欠他的这个鬼以鬼诈来对待他的弟兄。
But here there are people who dealt treacherously with his brother.
结果把世界就带到他们中间来。
And they had bring in the worldliness.
他们把神的子民把它扩大。
They have enlarged the children of God.
用今天的话来说，
they expanded.
你怎么对以诡诈来对待你的弟兄？
So in today's word, how do you deal treacherously with your brother?
就是你把基督的身体把它放大了。
And then you have enlarged the children, the body of Christ.
不是基督身体里面，你也打了把它带进来了。
Anything that does not belong to the body of Christ, you brought them in.
这就是教会黑暗时期所做的事情。
This is the work of the church in its dark ages.
你看在教会里面有许多根本没有办法得救的人。
You see, within the church, there's so many people who are not saved.
他们把基督的身体好像把它扩大了。
And yet they enlarged the body of Christ.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
当教会在黑暗时期的时候。
When church lived in the dark ages.
他们是以诡诈对待他们的弟兄。
They dealt treacherously against their brothers.
不光这样。
Not only so.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
你们又行了一件事。
And there's another thing you do.
你怎么用诡诈来对待你的弟兄呢？
How do you deal treacherously with your brothers?
使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你们手中收纳。
You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and with groaning, because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with favor from your hand.
那这里说的前妻。
And here it talks about the wife of your youth.
这是他幼年的妻。
This is the wife of your youth.
神在他们中间做见证。
God testified among them.
这个妻是盟约的妻。
And this is the wife of covenant.
结果他却以诡诈来对待他。
Yet you deal with her treacherously.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
等到他妻子的眼泪盖满了，叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖了耶和华的坛。
When the weeping and the groaning of his former wife has covered the altar of God.
现在你来到神的坛前。
Now you come to God's altar.
你要把礼物献给神。
You want to make your offering.
但是因为你以诡诈对待你的妻子。
But because you dealt treacherously with your former
wife. 结果眼泪就遮盖了，遮满了那个坛。
And the tear covers the altar.
以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，也不乐意从你手中接纳。
So much so that the Lord would not consider your offerings.
你记不记得主说过同样类似的话？
Do you remember that Jesus had said something similar?
当你献礼物的时候，
When you present your gift,
如果你想起有弟兄向你怀恨，
If you remember that your brother is against you,
你看他的眼泪不知不觉的就遮满了整个的祭坛。
You see that brother's tears has covered the altar.
你应该赶快去和他和好。
You need to make peace with him.
然后再回来献上你的祭物。
Then come back and make your offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在很清楚了。
Now
it's
here it describes to us how you dealt treacherously with your brother. In the Old Testament, it's two things. One is to marry foreign
wives.
You have profaned the sanctuary of God. On the other thing,
就是他用诡诈对待了他们妻子。You
have dealt treacherously with the wife of your youth.
所以16节,
Verse 16,
耶和华以色列神说,
And the Lord of hosts says,
休妻的事和以强暴待妻子的人都是我所恨恶的。
For I hate divorce, says the Lord of God of Israel, and him who covers his garment with wrath.
不要忘记,
Do not forget,
这段是讲的以诡诈对待弟兄。
Here is talks about how you dealt with your brother's
treacherous.
But the Holy Spirit uses two examples. And these two examples are very apparent in the church history. Marry the foreign wife means that you have enlarged the body of Christ. And you divorce your wife means that you have reduced the people of God. On one hand, you have enlarged the body of Christ. On the other is to reduce the size of the body of Christ.
你就是神的儿女,
Even if you are the children of God, I will not accept you.
你明白吗?
Do you understand? This is the story of divorce in the church history.
你知道,
you know when these tears fall on the altar.
我想起了有一个弟兄说的，讲有一个弟兄就是。 叫 Brett Thomas 一个很爱一个圣经学者。
I remember a brother whose name is Griffith Thomas.
他讲起弟兄会的故事的时候,
When he talked about the stories of the brethren,
他说弟兄会的弟兄们,
He says the brothers in the brethren
是最会用正义来分解正道的。
And they're so good at explaining the scripture with righteousness, with justice. But they have difficulties among them. They bear the testimony of oneness. And for this reason, as they break bread, because breaking bread represents oneness. And after this brother has studied the history of the brethren's movement, he says, we have received much help from these brothers. This is what the words of a Bible scholar. And Griffith Thomas was one who helped to establish Dallas Theological
Seminary.
And they are closely knit to the brethren's movement.
那么弟兄姊妹, 你看这位神学家, 这位圣经学家, 他怎么说?
And what did this Bible scholar also say?
他是这一班弟兄,
he said, these group of brothers,
他们忙着剥饼,
they busy themselves breaking bread.
他们忘记了他们在剥人的心,
they have forgotten that they were breaking the hearts of men.
因为当他们真理上看法不一样的时候,
because when there are differences between truth,
我们就到另外一条街，我们也可以剥饼。
We will move to the next street and continue to break our bread.
我们可以到另外一家可以剥饼。
We will go to another location to break our bread.
他们忙着剥饼,
they busy themselves with breaking a bread.
他们忘记了剥人的心。
They are breaking the hearts of men.
弟兄姊妹, 你怎么形容那个故事?
How do you describe that story?
你们又行了一件这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的声音。 遮盖了耶和华的坛。
And this is another thing you do. You cover the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping and groaning, because he no longer regards the offering of except your favor.
如果我们明白教会的历史,
Francis, if we understand the
如果不小心的话,
if we're not careful,
许多的事可以在我们眼前重演的,
many things will play again before our eyes.
我记得有一个这样的故事, 这发生在巴西, 不是发生在美国,
I remember something that happened in Brazil. It didn't happen here, so don't be too sensitive.
那么有一次呢, 有一个, 浸信会的弟兄, 就请一个长老会的弟兄来讲道。
And once a brother from the Baptist Church invited a brother from Presbyterian to,
这个他们彼此有交通,
to speak.
这是很好的一件事。
And it's very good that they have fellowship.
本来浸信会的门是关起来的。
Formerly, the door of the Baptist were closed.
现在呢，他们把门打开了，欢迎一个长老会的弟兄们来他们那里播，来他们讲道。
And now they open up their door and welcome a brother from another denomination to speak.
这个一点问题都没有，这个一点问题都没有。
There's no problem in that.
但等一等，这个浸信会弟兄要开始擘饼纪念，要开始吃圣餐擘饼了。
And as the meeting goes on, they are about to break bread and to break bread together.
那这个地方可以讲到，这个地方不可以擘饼。
Now this brother can preach, but he cannot receive the bread.
那这是他们那个时候他们这样感觉的。
And that they felt that that's the way to do.
所以后来有人就问他们。
So later on, somebody asked them.
那你们不是弟兄吗
？Aren't you brothers?
你们不是兄弟吗
？Aren't you brothers?
他说不错，我们是兄弟，但是我们是表兄弟。
He says, "Yeah, we are brothers, but we're cousins."
弟兄姊妹，什么时候变成表兄弟了
？And sister, when have we become cousins?
这不是用诡诈来对待我们的弟兄。
You have dealt treacherously with your brothers.
当你刚刚见面的时候
，When you just met，
你两个基督徒在一起见面。
When two Christians meet together，
从前在印度啊，就两个弟兄在那里见面，都在一个餐馆里面，大家都彼此都不认识。
Once in India, two brothers met with one another in a restaurant. They don't know each other.
两个人都在那吃饭祷告。
And both of them were praying before they were eating.
是大家知道对方是基督徒。
So they know that they each others are Christians.
那但是不能够交通怎么办呢
？But they cannot fellowship. What do
they do? 所以忽然一个弟兄想起圣经有一句话大家共用的。
And so the one of the brothers thought about a verse which everyone will use.
他不会讲啊，他只要说 Hallelujah.
And he cannot say, so he just say Hallelujah.
那个人马上说 Amen。
And the other one answered, Amen.
这两句话就把他们拉在一起。
And these two words connected them together.
我们里面的生命告诉我们，同样一位父亲，我们都是弟兄。
Our inner life tells us we have the same father. We are all brethren.
这个就是你幼年所娶的妻。
This is the wife of your youth.
但是你不能再讲下去了。
But then you cannot
continue to communicate.
If you continue your conversation,
你在什么地方聚会？
Where do you meet?
你们聚会是怎么聚的？
What kind of meetings are
we? 我们聚会啊，都在地上打滚的，很热闹的很。
In our meetings, we just roll around on the ground, very lively.
哦，原来你们是灵恩的。
He said, "Oh, you're Pentecostal."
弟兄们，没有多久，你里面就冷下去。
And very soon, your heart began to cool.
我们觉得我们不会以诡诈来对待我们的弟兄。
We felt that we would never deal treacherously with our brothers.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and
sisters, 你看见你指的爱和你一样的弟兄。
You can only love the brothers who are similar to you.
你指的爱和你见解一样的弟兄姊妹。
You can only love those brothers who have the same vision.
怎么样才不用诡诈对待我们的弟兄
？How will you not deal treacherously with your brothers?
你爱他，因为他是你的弟兄。
You love him because he is your brother.
千错万错，你的父亲，我们的父亲生了他。
There's hundreds wrong and thousands wrong, but your father gave birth to him.
他在马路上是我的弟兄。
On the street, he's your brother.
他做乞丐还是我的弟兄。
If he's a beggar, he's still your brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做不以诡诈来对待弟兄
？What does it mean not to deal treacherously with your brothers?
你如果看见他是弟兄
，If you see that he is a brother,
你不能问他是什么样的弟兄。
You cannot ask him what kind of brother you are.
因为如果基督接纳他了，你就不能够不接纳他。
If Christ has accepted him.You cannot not accept him.
所以你知道这里圣灵怎么说呢
？Now you know what the Holy Spirit says.
你看到了最后的结论是什么呢
？What is the conclusion?
所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈，这是万军之耶和华说的。第十六节。
For I hate divorce, says the Lord and God of Israel, and him who covers.His garment with wrong, says the Lord of hosts.
你知道这
so take heed to your spirit that you do not deal treacherously.
你知道这个诡诈这个原文是什么意思
Do you know the original meaning of the word treacherously?
这诡诈这个字是和外衣同样一个字的，原来是同样一个字。
And the word treacherously is used as same word as.
这里的诡诈是动词，那外衣是名词。
And the word treacherously used is a verb.And the overcoat is a noun.
你知道犹太人可以好几件礼衣。
You know the Jews can have many robes.
不管你多穷，你有一件外衣。
But no matter how poor you are, you always have an outer cloak.
所以旧约圣经告诉我们说，如果你把外衣拿去典当的话，你黄昏以前一定要拿回来。
And so the Bible tells if you take your cloak to the pawn shop.By the sundown, you need to redeem it back.
因为那个外衣，严格说来，就是你的毯子。到了晚上
Because strictly speaking, that outer cloak becomes your blanket at night.
当我们的主钉十字架的时候
When our Lord was crucified.
你的十字架有个特点是什么
You know what is special about
the cross? 他们分我的外衣，他们为我的里衣研究。
They have divided my cloak, and they have taken my robes.
那把这个外衣分了，把外衣拿走了，夺走了，就是这里的诡诈的意思。
And if you have taken and divided out a cloak, this is the same word used here as treacherous.
什么叫以诡诈来对待弟兄
？What does it mean to deal treacherously with your brothers?
你做了你弟兄的十字架。
You have become the cross to your brothers.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
你的弟兄永远是你的十字架。
Your brother is always your cross.
你千万不要做你弟兄的十字架。
But don't ever become the cross.
你做你弟兄的十字架，你就是以诡诈来对待他。
If you have become the cross to your brothers, you have dealt with him treacherously.
但是圣经怎么说呢
？What did the Bible say?
你要谨守你们的心。
You need to keep your heart.
这个心在原文不是心。
And in the original text is not heart.
这个其实在原文是灵，你要谨守你的灵。
So take heed to your spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你的灵是什么灵
？Brother and sister, what kind of spirit do you have?
当约翰跟这个雅各打雷的时候，告诉主说：“但愿天上降火，把他们通通烧了，撒玛利亚人通通烧了。”
And when John and James want to send down the thunder to burn down the city of Samaria,
主对他们怎么说？
What did Jesus say to them?
你们不知道你们的灵如何。
You do not know your spirit.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
讲到灵，讲到你的 motive， 讲到你的动机。
You talk about the spirit, talk about your motive.
弟兄姊妹，灵不洁净是比魂不洁净更不洁净。
Brothers and sisters, it's more unclean if your spirit is not clean.
所以在这里告诉我们，要保守你的灵。
So here it says, take heed to your spirit.
不可以做你弟兄的十字架。
That do not become the cross of your brother.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
弟兄姊妹，难处都在那个灵。
Brothers and sisters, difficulties always reside in the spirit.
有的人说我们不是宗派。
Some people says we are not denomination.
所以我们离开了宗派。
That's why we left denomination.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
宗派固然可怕。
Even though the denomination is terrible.
因为它分裂了神的儿女。
Because it divides the children of God.
但是更可怕的是宗派的灵。
But the most terrible thing is the spirit of denomination.
所以圣经说要谨守你的灵。
And that's why the Bible says, "Take heed to your spirit."
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的在神的面光中
，If we truly live before the light of God,
我们真的让十字架的火和碱在我们身上工作
，If we allow the cross to the fire of the cross and the soap to work in us,
它不只对付了我们的肉体
，Not only it will deal with our flesh,
不只对付了我们的己。
Not only we deal with ourselves.
最难也是最深的，就是对付我们的灵。
Most difficult and also the deepest work is to deal with our spirit.
你的灵是什么样的灵？弟兄
，What kind of spirit do you have?
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
许多时候，你用最温柔的话。
Many times you use the most gentle words.
但是最闭关的灵。
And yes, the most close, exclusive spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Therefore, brothers,
今天我们说有人非常的闭关。
Today we say people are very exclusive.
有的聚会非常的闭关。
Some meetings are very exclusive.
不要这样说。
Don't say that.
不小心，我们有一个灵。
If you're not careful, there's a spirit.
那个灵是个宗派的灵。
And that is the spirit of denomination.
是个分门别类的灵。
And it's a spirit of division.
结果是什么
？What is the result?
结果我们同样的一位父亲。
The result is that we have the same father.
当我们以诡诈对待我们弟兄的时候，我们还不知道我们是这样做。
And when we dealt treacherously to our brothers, we don't even know it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
在主的面前
，before the
你看十字架和圣灵的工作要做多深才行。
You see how deep the work of the cross must be.
我再说弟兄姊妹，
I say it again.
肉体容易对付。
It is easier to deal with flesh.
最容易对付。
It's easier to deal with.
世界也容易对付。
It's even easier to deal with the world.
最难的是我们的灵。
Most difficult to deal with is our spirit.
我们的灵是什么灵呢
？What kind of spirit do I have?
是暴烈的灵吗
？Is a violent spirit?
是 the son of thunder 的那种灵吗
？Is it the spirit of the son of the thunders?
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers.
那个灵必须是羔羊的灵。
The spirit must be the spirit of the lamb.
因着是羔羊的灵，所以是十字架的灵。
Because it is the spirit of the lamb, therefore it is the spirit of
God. 永远叫我们匍匐在灰尘当中。
It always causes to bow in dust.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
当我们让圣灵在我们身上工作
when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us,
把羔羊的灵坐在我们身上的时候
and to work the Spirit of the Lamb in us,
感谢主
thank you,
我们就不会靠他的恩典，我们就不会再以诡诈来对待我们的弟兄。
By His grace, we will no longer deal treacherously with our brothers.
好，我想我们现在把这个七段里面的话，六段都讲完了。
Now we have finished speaking on the sixth sections of the word.
如果你没有，你如果觉得没有讲完，那一定你在睡觉。
If you felt that I missed anything, probably you have fallen asleep.
所以现在我们只剩下最后的一段。
Now we have the last section.
那就是从十三节开始。
And that begins from verse
14. 耶和华说：“你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话来顶撞你呢？”十三节。
Chapter three.
Yeah, 最后一章。Chapter 3, yes.
Your words have been arrogant against me, says the Lord, yet you say, what have we spoken against thee?
我们以为我们没有顶撞神。
We thought that we did not speak against God.
但是我们会说侍奉神是徒然的。
But we will say to serve God is in vain.
弟兄姊妹，不知不觉的，你看见我们侍奉，我们里面有一个动机。
Unknowingly, gradually we have this motive.
刚刚侍奉神是为着侍奉神。
When we began to serve God, we served for the sake of God.
当你日子久了以后
But when you serve God for a long time,
你会问一个问题
You will ask a question.
我这样侍奉神是不是徒然
is it in vain to serve God?
还有遵守神的吩咐有什么益处呢
And what profit is there to keep His charge?
你看见吗弟兄姊妹
Francis,
这里光景是什么样的光景
What kind of condition is here?
因着爱主的缘故我们当然遵守他所吩咐的
Because we love God, we will keep His commandments.
但是结果现在我们要问的有什么益处呢
But now we're asking, what profit is there?
你刚刚侍奉神，你不会问这个问题。
When you just began to serve God, you will not ask
this question. 你侍奉久了以后，不知不觉就会爬到你的里面来的。
And after you serve Him for a while, then gradually these crept into your heart.
在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢
And that we have walked in mourning before the Lord of hosts, what profit is there?
弟兄姊妹。当利害利益跑到侍奉里面来了
When prophets began to creep into service
你就想起当初卖牛羊鸽子的那些人在圣殿里卖牛羊鸽子
You remember those people who were selling cattle, sheep and doves in the temple
所以这个时候神有一个呼召
Now God made a calling
这个呼召就是十六节
And the calling is found in verse 16
就在那个时候
Just at that moment
敬畏耶和华的彼此
And those who fear the Lord spoke to one another.
这里有一半剩下的百姓。
Here there's a group of remnants.
当大体的侍奉神的人问说我们有什么好处呢
When the majorities are seeking for profit in serving God.
那个时候敬畏耶华的彼此谈论。
And at that moment, those who fear the Lord spoke to one another.
这里说耶华侧耳而听。
And here says the Lord gave attention and heard.
我们要懂得希伯来原文的人告诉我们，这个侧耳就像一个马，他把耳朵竖立起来，要听一些什么话一样。
Those who understand Hebrew knows that this word describes how a horse will perk up his ear.
我们的神在天上。
Our God is in heaven.
如果地上有人敬畏耶华，彼此谈论。
If there are people who fear the Lord and speak to one another.
所以这里很明显是个聚会。
So here, obviously, is a meeting.
见证和聚会绝对发生关系。
Testimony always has something to do with gathering.
但是有一个种聚会。
But there's one kind of gathering.
不只有主的同在。
Not only have the presence of God.
你看见吗？神从天上要侧耳而听他们在这里交通什么。
And God will even listen from heaven to see what they're talking about.
不光主与我们同在。
Not only the Lord is with us.
你看我们的神是侧耳听的。
But the Lord hearkens from above.
好像听得津津有味一样。
It seems like He enjoys listening to them.
因为这些人乃是得胜者。
Because these are the overcomers.
那而且有纪念册在他面前。
And the book of remembrance was written before him.
神一面听一面做记录。
As God listened to it, He will record.
记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
Record those who fear the Lord who consider Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我们不只有一个得生命册。
Francis, we not only have the book of life.
我们的生命册上，我们的名字都在哪里？如果你相信耶稣基督是你的救主。
If you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, your name is recorded in the book of life.
有的人上天堂就可以了。
Some people say it is just enough to enter heaven.
名字在生命册上就可以了。
As long as my name is recorded in the book of life, it's enough.
这里有个得胜者的护照。
But here is a calling to the overcomers.
你我的名字有没有在他的纪念？
Is your name and my name recorded in the book of remembrance?
全本圣经里面有一章是纪念册。
In the entire Bible, there's one chapter devoted to the book of remembrance.
那个是纪念册的 sample 样本给我们看。
And that is a sample to show us.
如果我没有记错的话，就是以撒拉记第二章。
If I remember correctly, it's Ezra chapter 2.
那些回到耶路撒冷。
Those people who returned to Jerusalem.
利未人大概就74个人，我如果没有记错的话。
If I remember correctly, there's only 74 Levites.
神记录他们的名字。
And God recorded their names.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在主回来以前。
Before his coming.
有一班神的儿女。
There will be a group of children of God.
当大体荒凉的时候。
As the majority have failed.
他们愿意站在神旨意的水平上。
They want to stand on the standard of God.
不光主就在我们中间。
Not only the Lord is in our midst.
主一面参加我们的聚会。
He also took part in the gathering.
一面侧耳听。
On one hand, he hearkened.
一面就把我们的名字放在他的纪念册。
On the other hand, he places our name in the book of remembrance.
到了那一天。
And
on that day, 万军耶和华说。
The Lord of hosts says,
在我所定的日子。
On the day that I prepare.
那就是国度来的时候。
That is the day of his, the coming of his kingdom.
那是我们得奖赏的时候。
That is the time we receive our reward.
他们必属我。
They will be mine.
特特的归我。
And they will be my special possession.
那特特的归我在原文是 peculiar treasury, 意思就是说是特别的宝贝。
They will be my peculiar treasure.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers,
所有得胜者在心中是他特别特别的宝贝。
All the overcomers are his peculiar possession.
到了那一天
their treasure.
他要让全宇宙都知道。
On that day, the whole universe will know.
那就是众子回来的时候。
And that is,
那就是主耶稣回来以后。
That is when our Lord Jesus comes back.
神的众子要显现。
And the sons of God will be revealed.
他们要被摆列在空中。
They will be displayed in heaven.
他们要发光，像太阳的光明。
They will shine as the light of the sun.
他们要与基督一同发光。
They will shine with Christ.
感谢主，你看，你这就是得胜者的奖赏。
This is the reward for the overcomers.
到那个时候，你们必要归回。
On that day, you will return.
将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的分别出来。
You would again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve
God. 善人和恶人怎么分别？侍奉神和不侍奉的人就是怎么分别。
Brothers and sisters, how we distinguish between righteous and wicked, that's how we distinguish those who serve God and not serve God.
换句话说。
In other words,
没有一个得救的人不侍奉神。
There's not one who's saved who does not serve God.
现在是祭司的国度。
Now is the kingdom of the priest.
如果你不侍奉神就是恶人，你就与救恩毫无关系。
If you do not serve God, you are the wicked. You have nothing to do with salvation.
在新耶路撒冷里面，个个都是得救，个个都是得胜。
In the New Jerusalem, all are saved and all are overcomers.
到了第四章第一节。
In chapter 4, verse 1.
那里讲到有烧着的火炉。
And it talks about the burning furnace.
那是为着狂傲的、行恶的、碎阶这些人，为了要把他们烧尽。
And that is prepared for the arrogant, for the evildoers who are like chaff.
但第二节。
And verse 2.
但向你们敬畏我名的人。
But for you who fear my name.
必有公义的日头出现。
The sun of righteousness will rise.
其光线有依据之能。
With healing in its wings.
现在经过了漫长的黑夜。
Now we have gone through the long dark night.
你什么也看不见。
You cannot see anything.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
位于这些敬畏主名的人。
For those who fear the name of the Lord.
我们的主就是公义的太阳。
He is our Son of righteousness.
公义的太阳要升起。
And the Son of righteousness will rise.
那就是主回来的时候。
And that is the time when he returns.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
第一次来的时候。
When he comes the first time.
就是这个太阳升起的时候。
That was the rising of the sun.
那现在我们来看。
Now we will take a look.
下面第四节讲的摩西。
And verse 4 talks about Moses.
第五节、第六节讲到以利亚。
Verse 5 and 6 talks about Elijah.
第二节说到公义的太阳。
And verse 2 talks about the son of righteousness.
然后是摩西。
And then Moses.
然后是以利亚。
And then Elijah.
马拉基书到这里就结束了。
And the book of Malachi ends here.
但是四福音接上去。
But it continued with the four book of God.
虽然马来基书没有完，但是圣灵继续的写下去。
Even though the book of Malachi ends here, but the Holy Spirit continues to write.
一直写到启示录。
It continues to write until the book of Revelation.
我们看马太福音第十七章。
We will take a look at Matthew 17.
马太福音第十七章。
Matthew 17.
第一节过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，暗暗的上了高山。Verse
1. And 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up to a mountain, high mountain, by themselves.
就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头，衣裳洁白如光。And
he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun. And his garments became as white as light.
忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现。And
behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them.
施洗约翰说：“天国近了，你们应当要悔改。”John
the Baptist says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
我们的主告诉他们门徒说：“你们有人还没有尝死味以前，你们要看见人子降临在他的国里。”
And Jesus told his disciples, before you tasted death, some of you will behold the Son of Man appear in his kingdom.
结果在变化山上，门徒们看见人子怎样降在他的国里。
On the Mount of Transfiguration, the disciples saw how Jesus, how the Son of God comes into his kingdom.
像日头一样。The
face of our Lord shone like the sun.
这里有摩西代表律法。Here
Moses comes representing the law.
这里有以利亚代表先知。
Here comes Elijah, who represents the prophet.
彼得说了糊涂的话，他要打三座棚。And
Peter has said some words of confusion. He says he wants to build 3 temples.
结果一朵的云彩就把摩西和以利亚遮住。And
a cloud came to cover Moses and Elijah.
他们以为主是第一，摩西是第二，以利亚是第三。They
thought that Jesus was number one, Moses number two, and Elijah is number three.
他们错了。They're
wrong.
在神的国度里面。In
God's kingdom.
神的儿子和神的仆人不能摆在一个位置上。The
son, the son of God cannot be placed on the same position with the servants of God.
当他们被遮盖的时候，有一朵云彩，结果有云彩出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”And
so when a cloud came to cover them, and a voice came out of cloud says, "This is my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased."
结果他们举目。 不见一人，只见耶稣在哪里。As
they lift up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
你看，太阳终于升起来了。You
see, now the sun has risen.
天国终于来到了。The
kingdom has come.
但是不要忘记。But
do not forget.
什么叫做天国？What
is the kingdom of heaven?
就是给我们看见举目不见一人，只见耶稣在哪里。Kingdom
of heaven means that you will lift up your eyes and see no one but Jesus alone.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在这里，摩西和以利亚做了国度的见证人。And
here Moses and Elijah have become the test witness for the kingdom.
我们的主可以从那里升天的。Our
Lord Jesus could have ascended to heaven from there.
但是我们的主没有升天。But
he did not.
因为主和摩西和以利亚谈到出去的事。And
because Moses and Elijah talked about exiting with our Lord.
我们的主可以从黑门山就出去了。
He could very well have exited from Mount Hermon.
但是为了你和我的缘故。But
for your sake and my sake.
从黑门山就来到了哥哥他山。From
Mount Hermon, he came to Mount Golgotha.
最后为我们钉在十字架上。At
last was nailed on the cross.
感谢主，他为我们完成了那个救赎。He
has completed the salvation.
等到我们主升天的时候。Until
our Lord ascended to heaven.
有两个见证人。There
were 2 witnesses.
不要忘记，圣经没有说他们是天使。
Don't forget, the Bible did not say that they are angels.
我们以为说白衣服的一定是天使。We
thought that those who wear white robes must be angels.
白衣服很可能是护士。But
you know, white robes could very well be nurses.
所以你不要说白衣服的一定是天使，没有的。Don't
say those who wear white robes are angels.
圣经明明说是两个人。The
Bible says 2 men.
这一定是两个见证人。Must
be 2 witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，他们是国度的见证人。
And sister, these are witnesses to the kingdom.
所以他们能够说主耶稣怎么升上去，结果主耶稣也怎么回来。That's
why they are able to say how he ascended to heaven, the same way he shall return.
感谢主。Praise
the Lord.
在我们主回来以前。On
his return, before his return.
当你隐隐约约看见太阳要出现的时候。When
you
barely can see the sun begin to rise.
那就是启示录第十章的时候。
And that is Revelation chapter 10.
你来看启示录第十章。
We turn to Revelation 10.
我们的主还没脚还没有踩在橄榄山上。
And before his feet touches Mount Olivet.
但是为着敬畏他名的人，你已经隐隐约约能看见他在空中了。
But for the sake of those who fear his name, you can begin to see his appearance.
所以第十章第一节。
And chapter 10, verse 1.
我又看见另外一位有大力的天使从天降下，披着云彩，头上有红，脸面像日头，两脚像火柱。
And I saw another strong angel coming down out of heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire.
我们这些等候主回来的。
All of us who wait for his return.
公义的太阳要为着这些敬畏他的人要显现。
And the sun of righteousness will rise for those people who fear his name.
结果在十一章。
And in chapter 11.
你也看见两个见证人。
You also see two witnesses.
如果我们圣经没有读错的话。
If we are correct as we read the scriptures.
其中一个是摩西，另外一个是以利亚。
One is Moses, one is Elijah.
所以弟兄姊妹。这里又给我们看见什么是国度。
Here again shows us what is kingdom.
在这个时候刚好是大灾难的时候。
But this is during the time of great tribulation.
但是没有多久。
Soon after.
我们的主的脚就要踩在橄榄山上。橄榄山上。
The feet of our Lord will touch upon Mount Olivet.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
我们真是感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
这就是马拉基记的结束。
This is the conclusion of Malachi.
我们乃是等候主降。
We are waiting for his coming.
你们这小群不要害怕。
You little flock, do not be afraid.
因为父乐意把他的国赐给你们。
Because the Father delights to give you his kingdom.
那现在马拉基的话，但愿能说在我们心中。
Now we desire the words of Malachi will speak into your depths.
叫我们能听见主对我们所说的话。
Cause us to hear what the Lord wants to speak to us.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们一个简单的祷告。
Let's have a simple prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿你说这些话的时候。
We hope that as you speak these words.
圣灵吹气在上面。
The Holy Spirit will breathe upon it.
你知道我们的属灵程度不同。
You know that we have different spiritual levels.
我们求圣灵做翻译的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to do the work of interpretation.
但我们每一个人今天早晨都听懂你的话。
So each one of us can understand your word this morning.
但愿你呼召的圣者。
May you call out to the overcomers.
我们愿意答应你的呼召。
We are willing to answer to your call.
在你回来以前。
Before you come.
我们能够彼此谈论。
That we may speak to one another.
但愿在你的面前有一个纪念册是为着我们每一位。
We hope that there will be a book of remembrance that is prepared for each one of us.
我们在这里不是等死。
We're not waiting to die, Lord.
我们乃是等候你的回来。
We're waiting for your return.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name. Amen.